and her sister went to and married one of the professors in college.
Oh, is that right?
A Methodist, Methodist wasn't a minister, but a Methodist professor there, and she married him and moved to, his home was in Grayson County, Virginia, Elks Creek. And they raised a family in Elks Creek, and because of his education and his smartness, he was superintendent of schools of Grayson County for for most of his life, superintendent of schools in Grayson County. So just made a real nice family.
Was your father a farmer too?
He was a farmer too. Very good farmer.
Are there any other occupations your grandparents or your on either side had other than farmers, or were they?
In this home here where we're sitting now, my uncle went to Texas as a boy. So he heard that he'd seen read the stories, not too many of them either, I guess. Anyway, go west, young man, go west. Well, he went west as a young man and was out in Texas while the Civil War was on. And as I said before, he married this Texas girl, a real fine girl, and came back to this section to visit here. And his wife said that she liked Tennessee so well, and the folks back here, that her husband got just his phrases getting a little bit wild, that a Texas spirit out there, some of the boys, the cowboys, was drinking pretty heavy, and he could smack his mouth, and he liked the taste of it too. She got back here, and this his brothers and sisters and the folks in this section were such fine people, she'd like to stay here and raise her family here. So they got their inheritance both of from the family and settled here and made this her home as long as he lived. And they raised three sons and three or four daughters. Their daughters did pretty good. They married real good. One of them married a lawyer, and another one a furniture dealer. Two of them married lawyers. One of them was one of them went to Oklahoma after he married, and was when Oklahoma first developed. Well, he was a lawyer out there in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and kind of helped develop that country when they took it over from the Indians. And another one lived at Rogersville, and he's one of his son now.
What county is that in? Now that's the county west of here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's at Rogersville, down at Rogersville, that's in Hawkins County.
Hawkins
County, yeah. He spent his life there and built up a good practice there as a lawyer, and his son now is a lawyer. I forget now what I don't mean a lawyer. He's a lawyer, and he's also been made a judge over some of the courts down in that section. Hawkins County. But what I was going to say now about my uncle who lived here, his oldest son was a preacher, and he graduated at the school here, graduated college, and then he went north. He went to Columbia Seminary up out of Chicago, and finished his education there, and so he preached in the northern church all his life. He liked the folks up there, and they were good to him.
Is the college, does that the college the same as the port?